New Country Z100, that's Jason Aldean and She's Country at 9:18 this morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show, so glad to have you here today as we are rolling on this Wednesday, December the 16th. So excited right now to bring in a special group of young people. It's Mrs. Wilsey's fifth grade class from Harrisburg's Eastside School. And they are all in here today and they're so quiet. They're so quiet right now. I'm going to start with Abby because Abby is wearing the Z100 t-shirt she got because she invited me to their Thanksgiving dinner where this whole class, along with different family members here from Mrs. Wilsey, prepare a Thanksgiving dinner for members of the community. Abby Bragdon, how are you doing today, hon?
Good.
Yeah. What time did you get up this morning?
4:30.
That is amazing to me. We talked about that at the dinner. So you get up 4:30 every day. Dad goes to work and all that good stuff. And then, because my alarm clock rings at 4:45, and sometimes I snooze until the very last minute. You ever hit the snooze button? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that snooze is my friend. I'm not rolling until I absolutely have to. So you guys are all fifth graders, and you're over here today. You're learning about radio and all that good stuff. It's kind of like a holiday trip. Abby, when does your class get off for Christmas break?
Friday.
Friday's your last day? Oh, my goodness. Mrs. Wilsey, what a good group of kids. Mrs. Wilsey, you get to work on over there. How many kids do you have this year in your class?
Well, I only have 23 this year, and we have a couple that are sick today.
Oh, bummer. They missed the tour.
They did. But we've been performing the Nutcracker at school, uh-huh. And I think they're just exhausted.
They're just tired. Well, that's usually what happens when I do the Nutcracker off of the high dive, but that's a whole other deal right there. Listen, I want to say hey to somebody else, too. Miles! Come on over here, Miles. I was supposed to say hi to you today. How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Yeah. How is Mrs. Wilsey treating you these days?
Good.
Yeah? Yeah. She pointed a finger at you. Good. So I'd like to get all your names on here, but it's going to take a long time. But how's fifth grade treating you these days? What's the big thing going on in fifth grade? What's the buzz over in Harrisburg?
What? Bingo prizes.
So what is a bingo prize? What do you do to get a bingo prize?
You scream bingo,
obviously. You get to play bingo in school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
I've wrapped over 150 prizes, so our classroom's full of prizes.
It's full of fun. That's what Mrs. Wilsey's class is all about, and learning the golden rule and all that good stuff. So let me ask you this, Miles. Like, for that Thanksgiving dinner, did you cook any of that food?
Nope.
Nope?
What did you bring?
A pie?
All right. Well, I want to talk really quick, too, Mrs. Wilsey, about who made this pecan pie over here.
My wonderful mother, Norma Harner, did.
Norma who?
Harner.
I'm writing this down. Does she, like, do this out of her home as a side business?
Nope. She just does it if her daughter is very, very nice to her.
Well, Mrs. Wilsey, I met your mom there.
Yep. She's my turkey baker as well.
I'm going to tell you something. I brought home... a couple slices of pecan pie. She loaded me up for the trip home.
Yes.
And I brought it home, and my wife ate it, and my stepson ate a slice, and we were just in nirvana. You know what I mean? Like, what does she do to this pecan pie? Can you give any tips for anybody who wants to make a pecan pie?
I really think her recipe comes off of the Karo syrup bottle.
You think that's it?
I do. It's just that she's made, the crust is homemade.
It is a wonderful product, and Abby Bragdon over here presented me with a can of Ocean Spray jellied cranberry sauce, and I'm so excited about that. Abby, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Because that's just my favorite kind, just right out of the can. So we're going to take a radio tour today. You're going to see how this stuff works?
Yes.
I don't even know how it works. We'll find out together. How about that? I just know I come in here every morning and do a lot of goofy stuff, and things just happen. So,
are you going to the Star Wars premiere this weekend?
Well, that's a great question. This weekend, I will be attending the Star Wars premiere. However, it's not going to be Friday.
Oh, no.
The time when we can go is Sunday, so I have to block a lot of what's coming in online. How many Star Wars fans we got in here? We got a few.
I'm going, but unwillingly.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. We're going on Sunday afternoon at 4, so hopefully get home from church, take a little nap, go watch Star Wars, eat some chili.
We have tickets for Saturday evening.
Oh, do you really? Don't tell me how it is. All right, don't email me like, hey, you'll never guess this, Kent. But I'm so excited that the folks are here from Harrisburg's Eastside School, from Mrs. Wilsey's fifth grade class. Boys and girls, make some noise right now. Go ahead, get loud and proud. Come on, make some noise. There it is. They've been told, they've been instructed, you cannot make any noise in here, but we're going to change that right now. We're going to play some music for you here in just a second. I'm going to give these folks a tour. We've got Jared Neiman on the way in just a bit. Jana Kramer on the way, too, at New Country Z100. Chris.